www.cnc.com or call 919-932-1990. Did I just hear a little thunder a minute ago?
You sure did. Just in time for the weather report.
Huh? Right. Because that's what we go on tonight is the temperature now is about 87 degrees and probably will get cooler in a little bit.
Because yeah, I bet it's not that hot out there now. It didn't feel that hot to me.
Yeah,
cool breeze coming
down.
In.
Well, tonight they say the low is going to be 68, partly cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms this evening, which are probably going to start soon, I think. Lows in the upper 60s, southwest winds around 5 miles per hour, chance of rain 30%. Tomorrow, high 88, low 68, partly sunny with a chance of showers and thunderstorms, highs around 90, southwest winds overnight, partly cloudy in the evening, then becoming mostly cloudy, chance of showers again and thunderstorms. Sunday, the high 87, so it's going down degree by degree. Low 68, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers and thunderstorms.
So I haven't been in here when it starts raining. Does the tarp work?
We have had major repair, and we have had a leak.
Good. That's great.
One of our erstwhile people who helped start the show, and I don't know if he wants me to give credit to him on air, but Jacques, thanks a lot.
Heck yeah, give him credit.
Coming in and seeing to it, we got a major repair this time.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
That's great. Reassuring.
So, okay, Jackie?
Okay, tonight we have a guest, Chris Kanoy. She's a pastel painter, and we're going to talk to her in a minute as soon as I get done rattling off everything that's happening around Carrboro this weekend. And I get all this information off of the different websites, so if it's wrong, don't blame me. The Art Center, 300 East Main Street, artcenterlive.org. Beginning today, fall registration is open. So go and sign up for some great classes at the Art Center. Tonight, there's nothing going on over there. I didn't see anything listed, but tomorrow at 3 p.m., The Little Mermaid is being presented by the Missoula Children's Theater. And they are the largest touring children's theater in the United States. So check that out. Until the end of the month, in the main gallery, we have Amanda Barr, Summer Rock, July 1st through 31st, sculptures and mixed media collages, fun interactive art about summer, rock, fun, sea monsters, and innocence. And then the Easton Gallery features photography by Alan Deemer. At the Century Center, 100 North Greensboro Street, townofcarrboro.org. Tomorrow night, Saturday, is the American Summer Film Series. That's Charlene Swansea's series. And it features this week, or this month, I guess, Forging a Nation, The Cameraman Has Visited Our Town, and Ollie and the Go-Go's. It's three separate films that you can go and see in Century Hall tomorrow night. It's not always a nice event. You ever go? Have you ever been?
I have not been, but I like to go.
She shows a lot of great little films up there.
I've seen a lot of, I mean, I haven't gone either, but I've seen a lot of things that almost got me going.
Yeah, yeah.
They really sound interesting.
Yeah.
She's been doing it for a while.
She's been doing it for years, and she's great at it. She's also an actress. Well, she's in several documentary films that guy, Ross McElwainy. Has done there's actually a movie. She's got a movie called Charlene.
Really?
That's a documentary about her. Do you know Charlene Swansea?
No.
Yeah, and she played in Sherman's March. And several at Brightleaf, several of the movies that he made.
I think
Charlene
put a book out,
in.
Too.
Probably so.
I'm pretty
so.
Sure she's
Probably
written a book.
So. Her daughter was married to Joel Siegel, who just passed away, the film critic, passed away a couple weeks ago. But as we go on here at the Century Center, the art beginning August 3rd, we've got a new show going up called The Art of Open Studio. And this is paintings by Judy Abrams, Peg Bockenheimer, Judy Bauman, Linda Carmel, Rita Cooper, Larry LeBlanc, Carolyn Peel, Sabrina Simon, Vivian Womack, and David Taylor. And these are all artists from the Carborough Art Center's Open Studio Painting Group. This exhibit will go on through August and September, and the opening reception is Friday, August 10th from 6 to 9. That's in conjunction with the Second Friday Art Walk. At Carborough Town Hall, the art beginning August 3rd is Korean calligrapher K. Nam and paintings by Joan Elsie. And at Cat's Cradle, 300 East Main Street, catscradle.com. Tonight at 8:30 is Hot Tuna, O'Teal, and the Peacemakers. And tomorrow night, beginning at 7 p.m., is Girls Rock NC, 12 to 15-year-old Girls Rock Camp Showcase at 7 p.m., plus all-night raffle to support the nonprofit Girls Rock NC. Local bands covering songs by women musicians to follow girls' performance. At DSI at Carmel, DSIComedyTheater.com, tonight at 9:30 is Mr. Diplomat. And tomorrow at 5 is Comedy Sports for Kids. At 7:30 is Comedy Sports. And at 9:30 is Best Show Ever. At McDougall Schools, the current exhibit is Into the Future, an exhibit by young artists curated by Alex O'Connor, and this runs through October 21st. This exhibition is a collaboration between the Carborough Branch Library's Arts Program and the After School Immersion Program at the Art Center in Carborough. Young artists created art based on the theme transportation, past, present, and future. At NC Crafts Gallery, 212 West Main Street, nccraftsgallery.com, is Leslie Goodrich of Asheville. She creates mixed media with wood, metal, painting, and found objects. At Nested, 118 East Main Street, nestedhome.com, is Renee Trimmel, scratchboard drawings of birds, bats, and botanicals. At Open Eye Cafe, 101 South Greensboro Street, openeyecafe.com, the art is local artist Jennifer Hutchins. She captures serene and beautiful landscapes and oil paintings. These are quiet reflections of the artist's own travels. And tonight at 8 p.m., the music at Open Eye is Johnson's Crossroads. And tomorrow at 8 p.m., the music is Sawyer Goldberg Ensemble. And at Paget Station, 401 East Main Street, pagetstation.com, is photographer Timur Hammond. At Panzanella at Carmel, panzanella.com, we have Brushes with Life, Art, Artist, and Mental Illness. This exhibit runs through July 29th and features artwork and poetry from step inpatients, clinic outpatients, and clients of Club Nova, a local clubhouse for the mentally ill. At Wutini at Carmel, 200 North Greensboro Street, wutini.com, is Periscavedicatriaphobia. Richmond Presents. Mike just makes it so hard to announce his exhibits over there. When we first heard the name of this show, we were very scared. So scared, in fact, that we forgot to post it sooner. Then we realized what the word means. Fear of Friday the 13th. So who's afraid of what exactly? You'll have to come in and find out. I need to go by there before that exhibit comes down. At Weaver Street Market, Jazz on the Lawn, Sunday from 11 to 1. And this Sunday is Laura Ridgway, jazz vocalist. The Carborough Film Festival is November 18th from 2 to 7 p.m. And we are now accepting films. Orange County residents, make a movie. Early submissions deadline is August 30th, with the final deadline on September 20th. And you can save half of your money if you send your movie in early, so try to get it in there early. The Carborough Art Committee is in search of a new Carborough Poet Laureate. The deadline is September 15th. The Poet Laureate will be introduced and will read their selected poem at the West End Poetry Weekend on October 13th and 14th, 2007. And that's all I got. Calendar-wise. Hey, Chris.
Hey, Jackie. I could add something to that.
Oh, good. What are you going to add?
The Pastel Society of North Carolina.
Oh, great.
Has a show at the Robert and Pearl Seymour Center.
Oh, at the new senior center.
The new senior center is beautiful. Have you been there?
It was really nice. No, Janice is on the.
I've been up there. It is. It's modern glass.
Oh, it is.
Huge high ceilings. It's beautiful.
It is.
The director over there, Janice Tyler, is on the Community Art Project Committee, so we've been hearing all about it. I can't wait to see. Well, now's a good time to go and check it out.
I spent the afternoon with my friend Herb Slapo and another new member, Chris Burnt, and we hung about 42 paintings this afternoon. And
really?
I think the reception is Monday at 3 o'clock. But
it'll
be up until September 20th, so, yes.
The reception's open to the public.
I think so. It's the tea that they have in the afternoon.
Oh, a tea. Oh, that's neat. Yeah, so. And for anybody that doesn't know, the new senior center is over on Homestead Road. Mm-hmm. It's down near the airport. It's on the airport road, or Martin Luther King
that
Boulevard
end.
So it's closer to Martin Luther King Boulevard than it is, the Calvander or anything like that. But that's a great.
You go by where, if you were going to go into the,
Southern Human Resources Center.
Right.
Yeah.
But it's right there. You can't miss it when you turn in this
Well, I look forward to seeing that. Yeah. That's exciting. Yeah. So how many artists are exhibiting? How many members do you guys have now?
We have increased our membership a great deal over the past 3 or 4 years. When we first started, you probably know we were the Pastel Society of Orange County.
Mm-hmm.
Changed the name to North Carolina when we had people from all over the state starting to join. We have about 85 members now.
Wow.
And
that's about twice as many as the last time I had, when I was doing the website.
We're thriving, honey.
Oh, that's great. That's great.
I actually took a class with her. Took a number of pastel classes.
I consider him my mentor. He's a wonderful teacher.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, are you teaching a class?
I am teaching for my very first time in my life pastel workshop at the Alamance County Arts Council.
Oh, that's neat.
In Graham. And I kind of got connected with them when we had the Pastel Society of North Carolina had its first national juried show this past January, and it was held there. And it was
They've
just
got
a
nice place
facility.
Down there.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Uh-huh,
beautiful.
Really nice gallery. Have you ever been down there, Audrey?
No, I haven't.
It's down in Graham, right?
It's in Graham. Yeah. Exit 427, does that sound right? Something like that. Mm-hmm. It's really easy to get to. Beautiful old Greek Revival home. And the galleries in the front. And they were just wonderful to work with. So I kind of got connected there. And testing the waters a little bit. I'm teaching beginners, so I feel safe teaching beginners.
I went to a workshop. Oh, I can't remember who. Oh, it was Lori Callahan, I think, that did it out. Yeah, it was out at McDougall Schools. And I think I told Audrey that the thing that I was attempting to create, like, fruit.
Uh-huh.
And it ended up looking like a clown face. You know, if you turn it the other way, it's not fruit. It's actually a clown head. So I may not attempt to.
It's accidental art.
Yeah.
I mean, art is first you've got your perception of what you want to create, and then you have the perception of what you actually did create.
Exactly. And a lot of times,
you put a frame on it, and
when
you
start out, you start out doing one thing. I have started in my web design stuff doing one thing, and then I'll try to move something and go, oh, wow, that looks kind of good. And then it ends up really, that's how it ends up, just completely
that's
by accident.
That's the process.
Yeah.
I don't think it's accident. I think it's the artistic sense.
Yeah, keep on thinking that, Audrey.
That looks right.
It truly is an evolving process,
I think.
Now, I ran into you last week, and you were telling me about this book that you're working on that's so exciting. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, that's been the project over the last year. I retired from UNC Hospitals about 4 years ago.
Now, what did you do there?
I was a nurse, and I still work there one day a week. But I was there on my one day a week and received an email from someone out of the past named Irma Tejada. And Irma worked in the accounting there. And her email just said, I have this idea for a children's book about Carrboro and wondered if I would be interested in illustrating it. And, of course, I was just excited to hear from Irma because I haven't heard from her in so long. And it was intriguing to me. I've never done anything like that. So I said, well, let's talk about it because I'm intrigued by it. And I don't think at the time she'd even written the story, but it was in her mind. She's really a very, very good story writer. And the idea came from some of the children's books she's seen on her travels. Some of the books you see about New York City or Paris.
Right.
Of course, Paris and the Piedmont.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Yes. You have to have a book.
Of course.
So that's how it originated, and she wrote the story. And
so the story is written.
The story's written.
Mm-hmm.
It's not published yet, mm-hmm. but we hope to have it published.
Do you have a mock-up or anything
we
yet?
Do.
Oh,
we
great.
Do. Have a mock-up. The dummy book. I'm learning the new, you know, terms.
Uh-huh.
So I went out and, you know, searched the net and read books about children's, you know, children's book illustration, and learned very much about it, you know, about creating the characters and the storyboard. And, you know, it was like a little overwhelming in the beginning, but
right.
then I had to decide what kind of style was I going to use,
mm-hmm.
because it didn't lend itself well to pastel for me.
So what do you end up
using?
Pastel
is what I love.
Right.
It's pen and ink.
Oh, is it?
With one color.
Uh-huh.
You know, that would keep the cost down,
mm-hmm.
hopefully, a little. And I was inspired by a book that I knew about and that Irma shared with me. You know, Eloise.
Yes.
Kay Thompson and mm-hmm. Hillary Knight, the illustrator. And I really liked that style a lot, just the simple pen and ink with one color.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, we're using yellow.
Mm-hmm.
Yellow is
mm-hmm.
warm and nurturing. And so that's
well, that's so cool.
And it's about Carborough. It's about... I think it really gives you a taste of what's unique and creative about Carborough
mm-hmm.
and the story from the child's perspective.
I want to read it.
Family
I do
and
too.
Community and music and art and food and
yeah.
everything
oh,
we have to
great.
Offer here. So,
how are you
so now
published?
Irma lives here in Carborough. I'm assuming she lives
Irma
in Carborough.
Irma lives in Carborough.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Oh, that
she's
is...
probably listening.
I can't wait to see it. And, you know, I was telling you about... the self-publishing thing that I use, so you might want to look into that just to do a mock-up or a dummy,
yeah.
you know, to that you can take to publishers and
stuff. Sounds
that.
Like a good plan.
Well, that's so cool. And
it was
I saw
challenging.
You were showing me a couple of the pictures. I recognized Elmo's. And
yeah.
Did you have the farmer's market in there?
Farmer's market, and we have, oh gosh, lots of places. Cliff's Meat Market, of course. You can't talk about Carborough without Cliff's Meat Market.
Right. Well, and also
gallery.
I wanted to mention, I know that you, in your pastel painting, often do scenes of, it, well, the thing that I really got a kick out of was your Topsail pieces, because... that's the beach that we've been going to for many years, and it's just kind of cool to see a painting and know exactly where that place
Aww.
Is, you know, that's not Carborough. I mean, you did
yeah.
great things of Carborough, too, and Chapel Hill.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, yeah, you really capture, I think, the, you know, this the little scenes of little pieces of the two towns.
Uh-huh. Well, that's kind of, I think, where I started, and it's interesting that you had mentioned Topsail, because I think I really started with Topsail before Carborough.
Really?
And we used to have a beach house there, which we no longer have, sadly.
Oh, that's too bad.
But I think I was inspired by another artist there. And it, as you all know, artists steal from each other, but we call it inspiration. But I was inspired by this. He was a watercolor artist, and I'm sorry I can't remember his name, but he had done some of the little landmarks, you know, at Topsail Beach that you probably know, Jackie Godwin's store and
right.
The swing bridge and some of the concrete towers. And, of course, his paintings were small, and they were watercolor and a combination of watercolor and pen and ink. And I just love pastel so much because of the colors that the beauty, the luminosity of it. And it suits me well because it's like drawing.
That's the phone. Yeah, go ahead.
So I decided to do some of the places at Topsail Beach to begin with. And
well, they,
then
yes,
I, of course, have to do Carborough, too.
You're on the air with WCOM. Is that where you want to be? Hello? Probably not.
Did they hang up on us?
Sounded like it to me.
Wrong number. So what is it about pastel painting? I found pastel painting, and I had done it, you know, as an art student, It didn't seem as difficult back then, but this last time I tried it, I found it very difficult to to get the stuff to cooperate with me. What is it about it that you enjoy?
I think what I enjoy about it is the process of it, in that I can just, I have this array of colors in front of me, and I can just pick the color I want from something, you know, that's across the table. And with,
and there's
well, I've
no
tried
bleeding.
Oils, you know, I've tried oils and I've tried watercolor, and it just is frustrating to me to have to think about mixing the colors. And so I like the immediate, you know, being able to immediately choose what I want. And then if I don't like it, I can just brush
it
off. People laugh at me, but I even use the vacuum cleaner to take
it off. Do you really?
Off.
Now, for people who aren't familiar with pastels, can you explain a little bit about, because they're not, it's not really paint, and it's not chalk, and it's not crayon.
No, it's really pigment, the pigments that are used in all other art media.
Mm-hmm.
The pigments from the earth, you know, from chemistry.
Right.
The cavemen used pigments, and they were the first pastel artists, by the way. So it's pigment and a little bit of binder added just to give it the shape that you need.
Yeah, like a crayon
or a piece of chalk or something. And there's all ranges, you probably know, Jackie, that, you know, they're called soft pastels, but they're the harder soft pastels. And then there's a whole range to very soft and buttery.
Mm-hmm.
And those are like butter, you know, you save those for the last. So you usually start out with something like new pastels or Holbeins, because they don't take up as much of the tooth in the paper. And the tooth is the little, you know,
the little ridges.
Ridges. And that was something else I've just learned over the years, you know, to move from using the paper that has more of a sanded surface and can hold the pastel. You can almost get 20 applications, you know, pastel on the surface.
Wow, that's amazing.
So you can
amazing.
Just keep blending and adding. Some people blend, some just, you know, continue to kind of weave the color in, and there's so many different styles that you can see. It's just amazing.
So now you can actually layer the colors as you would do with oils, in a way.
Exactly. Right. It's very similar, I think, to the process with the oils. Mm-hmm.
Now, did you take classes to learn it, or are you self-taught?
Well, I hate to say self-taught, because I think you learn from everybody that, you know, you hang out with in the art world, but I took a couple of classes in high school back in the olden days, and so I knew that drawing was what I was best at. So charcoal, and that kind of, you know, blossomed into using some pastels, and and then I guess, you know, many years went by when I didn't do anything at all. So getting back into pastels, I've lost my train of thought. What was your question, Jackie?
If you were self-taught or not.
Self-taught.
You're lucky I remembered.
Thank you.
I was sitting
you know what happens when you're
old.
Was a self-taught. So a few classes here and there. Remember when the art center was the art school?
Right.
Yeah, back. It started in Carver, of course. I took a couple of classes there through the years, and then really just started reading a lot of books about how to use the pastel. So Pastel Journal has been a big help to me. It's a artist journal that's devoted completely to pastel art. So I've learned a tremendous amount by subscribing to that journal. And then joining the Pastel Society back in 1999. Our members have been, we critique our works when we're in meetings and just learn so much through the programs and things that we do there. So
that's great.
You just see what other people do.
Now, before we close, tell the folks where they can, tell them about what's the Pastel Society's website so they can go and check it out.
It's pastelsocietyofnc.com.
Okay. And you've got work on there. All the artists are listed on there, and they show some of their work, right?
Right. Okay. Oh, yes.
Great. Well, and everybody be sure and check out the new exhibit that was just hung today. That's really great. At the Seymour, is it called the Seymour Center?
It's called the Seymour Center, I believe.
I think it's the new senior.
Bob and Pearl.
Yeah, Robert and Pearl Seymour Center.
Right. So y'all go on by there and check out the art. And thank you, Chris, for being here. I appreciate it. And we can't wait to see that book. You guys need to get that book on the shelves. I'm sure everybody in Carver will want to buy one.
I've got a new grandson here that I want to get the book for.
Yep.
I already bought yours for.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for inviting me. It was a pleasure.
I'm glad you're here.
Okay.
Okay, that's it.
Anybody has anything interesting going on in the art world and wants to get mentioned, and the arts are all literary, you know, visual, et cetera, et cetera, Jackie@carborough.com. Let her know.
Yep.
And every weekday night, Monday through Friday, tune in at 6 o'clock to the West End Report. Talk to you next week.
WCOM welcomes the support of the Carborough Citizen, a sustainable newspaper in a sustainable community. Carborough's own weekly community newspaper offers stories, news, and more about what matters to the people of Carborough. Free copies are available.